confusing time in our history and in the history of man on Earth. For the past 12 months, the world has known changes of almost biblical proportions. And even now, months after the failed coup that doomed a failed system, I'm not sure we've absorbed the full impact, the full import of what happened. But communism died this year.
Vote. To buy with their vote what they couldn't afford personally. They voted for municipal schools, for municipal fire brigade, for municipal health of some kind, and later for municipal museums and art galleries. And what democracy did was to transfer power from the marketplace, where the wealthy were, to the polling station, where everybody was. From the wallet, you bought what you needed, to the ballot, you voted for what you needed. And that was a revolutionary idea.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
If it is said we're more television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it. You know, but as I just happened to be talking to a friend, they used the word Beatles as a remote thing, not as what I think, as Beatles as though those other Beatles like other people see us. I just said they are having more influence on kids and things than anything else, including Jesus. But I said it in that way, which is the wrong way.
Of this offensive buildup, a strict quarantine on all offensive military equipment under shipment to Cuba is being initiated. Second, I have directed the continued and increased close surveillance of Cuba and its military buildup. Should these offensive military preparations continue, thus increasing the threat to the hemisphere, further action will be justified. I have directed the armed forces to prepare for any eventualities. Third, it shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet Union.
Sus valores le estarán presentes. Ahora este país se le pide un internacionalismo, una misión internacionalista extraordinaria: salvar la revolución en Cuba, salvar el socialismo en Cuba.
I regard myself as a soldier, though a soldier of peace. I know the value of discipline and truth. I must ask you to believe me when I say that I have never made a statement of this description, that the masses of India, if it became necessary, would resort to violence.
Silence is betrayal. That time has come for us, even when pressed by the demands of inner truth. Men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war. And I knew that I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed in the ghettos without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government. What do they think as we test out our latest weapons on them? Just as the Germans tested out new medicine and new tortures in the concentration camps of Europe, now that is little left to build on save bitterness. We are met by deep but understandable mistrust. Speak for them is to explain this lack of confidence in Western words, and especially their distrust of American intentions now.
Television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland. You will see a procession of game shows, formula comedies about totally unbelievable families, blood and thunder, mayhem, violence, sadism, murder, Western bad men, Western good men, private eyes, gangsters, more violence and cartoons. And endlessly commercials, many screaming, cajoling, and offending. And most of all, boredom. True, you'll see a few things you will enjoy, but they will be very, very few. And if you think I exaggerate, I only ask you to try.
Pursuing peace is the only avenue which is compatible with our culture and creed. Let there be no more wars or bloodshed between Arabs and Israelis.
You know, we have the full power in Cuba. Revolution destroyed all the enemy army after a hard fight. And when we took the power, which were our systems, free press to everybody.
В чем заключается сущность этой новой власти, которой не хотят или не могут понять еще в большинстве стран?
America's present need is not heroic, but healing. Not awesome, but normal. Not revolution, but restoration. Not agitation, but adjustment. Not surgery, but serenity. Not the dramatic, but the dispassionate. Not experiment, but equipoise. Not submergence in internationality, but sustainment in triumphant nationality.
Thank you. За полный разгром немецких захватчиков, смерть немецких оккупантов, да здравствует наша славная Родина, ее свобода, ее независимость. Вот знаменем людям, вперед, победа!
Says, now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.